first Bourbon County Policy Board meeting of 2019. So we'll start with introductions, if that's okay.
Sure. Tracy Coleman, City of Woodland.
Chair Trocher, City of Alfred.
Melita Mosley, Town of Yonkers.
John Stouse, Mayor of Ridgefield.
Ron Oslo, Ridgefield.
Dave Scott, Washougal.
Pete Capel, Camas.
Julie Olson, Clark County.
Samantha Whitley with Clark County.
Rebecca Royce with Clark County.
And Jeff Swanson.
Representing City of La Center.
And also with us,
Don Southward, Clark County.
Great, thank you. All right, approval of the October 8th, 2018 minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next on the agenda is election of the vice chair. Not sure if anybody's thought about this. Do we have any nominations for vice chair of this illustrious board?
I'll nominate David Scott.
Do you think he should be an elected person?
Probably.
I'm happy to do it, but I think, I don't know. Normally, we've had someone
who's there.
There's no rules.
I think it's always, maybe has been, but I don't think it's up to this board who they want as their vice chair.
You're always.
Anybody want to raise their hand?
I know. I'm sure you're a third.
That was me. That's true, I am.
Okay, we could change that nomination, and I withdraw that nomination.
Cheers.
So we have a nomination and a second, or a nomination and a second. Any other nominations? I have to say that three times. Any other nominations?
Bueller.
Yeah. Okay, hearing none. We have a nomination and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Very good. Welcome.
Congratulations.
Okay, that's 2019 available funding. I'm going to turn it over to.
Yeah, so we are planning on level funding, which, as we always say, level funding is actually a cut. But the House did pass a bill that would give a little bump up to CDBG, but since nothing's moving right now, we don't have any predictions on the funding except for probably about the same as last year. We'll know more in March when we make our awards, hopefully.
Should be. When the government doesn't shut down.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a list with a printout of all the proposals. We received four infrastructure proposals for CDBG funds from the small cities, and we received seven social service project applications. All of them are agencies that we've worked with before, and similar types of projects, nothing to draw your attention to that was unexpected or actually I should say the homeless shelter we're interested in where that's going to be and how that's going to come together, so that'll be, you'll get the full applications probably at the beginning of February. Right now staff has reviewed all of them. We sent follow-up questions to applicants, and we, for the home applications that are on the back side, we have a consultant who is reviewing the construction applications carefully to let us know if he foresees any issues. And so we also sent questions to the home applicants, and they have probably 2 weeks to get those answers in. That'll put us at the end of January, and then we'll open up all of the applications and Zoom grants for everybody to start reviewing, and we'll have the presentations in February as well. So seven home applications. As a reminder, we talked about only funding one of the tenant-based rental assistance applications. But we'll see how the scoring falls out. And
Say that again.
We have three that applied for tenant-based rental assistance, but we had talked about only funding one tenant-based rental assistance application this year. And that was because last year, I think we funded 4 or 5, and the year before that, we funded 4 or 5, but they weren't able to spend the money because it was just too much rental assistance and not enough available units in the community, so the money wasn't going out.
Any questions? Smith, I'm just gonna.
Actually, I asked Rebecca if she wouldn't mind doing the quarterly report, so you guys wouldn't get tired of me.
So the quarterly report in your packet is for the projects from July through September. I just wanted to focus on the ones that weren't quite on schedule in those. So Bridgeview Housing for their Education and Resource Center, back in July through September, they were under construction. They had a lot of delays on the construction, which is pretty normal for a building new construction. They have now completed construction. There's still just a few punch items left, but the Vancouver Housing Authority staff have moved into the building as of last Monday, so it is up and running. The Ridgefield Downtown Accessibility Project was running a little behind because of design issues in the very beginning of the project. It's funded in 2016. It's now been complete. Everything has been paid out and that project is completely done. And then if you look at the second page, Woodland Sidewalk and ADA Ramps, we were waiting for Woodland to come back with a modified project scope, and they've now done that. So we are moving forward with that project. So hopefully it'll be caught up quickly. And then with the FFC group home acquisition, they are closing on a house now, so they're moving that project forward. The rest of them are all newly funded projects, or Isabella Court Phase 2, which we knew will take a couple of years before that project is built. Are there any questions about the quarterly reports? All other projects seem to be going forward. Camas Adams Street is pretty much done, and so is the Washougal K Street project. So we're just working on getting all the documentation and final reports for those ones.
All right, thank you. Bus tour.
Yeah, we provided a little calendar for February, and we marked some dates that probably wouldn't work. But otherwise, the month, whatever works for your schedules, the bus tour usually, since we only have 4 stops, that'll be nice. But it usually takes from 8 to noon is when we usually do the bus tour. Well, your presentations from the social service applicants will be on the 11th. We should have put that on the calendar. That'll be the meeting. That's a long meeting. That's from like 8 to noon as well on Monday the 11th. So I don't know if you prefer to see the infrastructure projects before that or if you want to try to group them together or anytime. Your meeting in March will be the second Monday, and that's when you'll be doing the scoring. So however much time you need to see the projects and score before the March meeting.
Well, we have city action. As you note there, we have city action days.
13th,
the week of the 11th.
13th and 14th.
Right. Probably head up the 12th.
No, it starts in the afternoon of the 13th.
I go up the 12th. Everybody else is up there, the 13th and the 14th. All right, you want to do it before the 11th or you want to do it after the 11th?
Whatever your preference is.
Well, I'm open pretty much. Every day appears except for the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Well, 13th and 14th. Actually, the 12th to good for you guys, and then.
And the March meeting is what date?
March 11th.
Well, I know from Camus, Jim Hodges wanted to attend as well, and so I'm just throw out there, propose the 15th, because that certainly works.
Well, that's, isn't that before President's Weekend? Some people are taking that off.
It is, it is.
What about the 21st?
So I'm gone, not the guy here, but I'm gone the whole next week, the 18th.
The 18th through the 22nd?
Yeah.
You're gone from the 18th till when?
The 22nd, through that whole week.
With the 7th or 8th maybe work then, move it up?
7th's okay with me, 8th's okay with me.
Yep.
8th is okay.
8th is okay, it doesn't work for Jim.
Oh.
What about the 7th?
I think we have I got something on my calendar on the 7th, because it looks like a whole day.
Or the 6th?
6th is okay.
Court sessions and.
Oh.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
Of course.
Wednesdays are not good for.
How about the 25th? Or 26th?
Monday?
25th's good.
Monday's good.
26th is good too.
Talking about like an afternoon?
Yeah.
The 2nd, or no, that's all right. I mean, the 26th is the state of the city for Vancouver, if anybody, that's at night though, so.
Yeah, we have our council meeting on Tuesday.
Or the 28th?
28th is good?
Yeah, if it's 8 till noon, yeah.
Yeah, 28th doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, the 25th looks good.
Monday, the 25th?
Going once.
Huh?
Going once.
Is that one?
Sounds like Monday, the 25th.
25th?
Winner, winner.
Us tour on the 25th, we'll set that up and send out information about it.
Just don't forget, it was Monday. And meet at our building over at the Center for Community Health.
You'll send out the details.
Yes.
That would be about 8 a.m.?
Yes, sir.
8:30, whatever.
Yes, the parking gets bad, and so if you can meet there at 8, around then, and then the bus can leave around.
And that'll be at the building up there.
Yeah, on the BA campus.
Yeah.
Do we have to meet there?
No, that bus can pick us up anywhere.
Parking's always a problem at that building, is there somewhere else that would be easier for everybody?
It's fine at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Meet Ridgefield.
Where are we going, Battleground Campus, Ridgefield, Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, so both ends of the county.
We could meet out at one of the first projects, if that somehow makes it easier. One of the cities that's gonna be on the bus tour, have the bus pick us all up.
Battleground would work perfect. There's always plenty of parking in Battleground.
Breakfast at Ron's house that morning.
Yeah, right. Why not?
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Meet at Battleground, just start there and.
Okay, the Northern contingent is voting for Battleground.
Doesn't bother me.
You wanna do that?
Yeah, my thing is it's just easier for us to park and to gather and not have to deal with always the situation over there.
Let's do that. Would we park at Battleground City Hall then? Does that work?
Yeah. I would suggest the community center at the end of town has a lot more parking by the skate park and stuff. It's a lot bigger area than City Hall is.
Battleground Community Center.
Where is that?
It's at the west end of town by the skate park. It's the community senior center, community center, Battleground. It's a big, beautiful building on the other side of the railroad tracks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the west end of town.
Before you get to the library.
The opposite end of town.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we'll send out an email with the directions and the time and the confirmation.
Still eight or?
Energy Center and this is what it tried.
Yeah, with the goal of being out by 8:15, so we can get you guys back.
I was gonna say, we have a place in the battlegrounds.
Yeah, if I don't look at it, it's like.
Yeah.
See, right?
Yeah.
We're actually starting then.
Super. Okay, 2019 draft work plan.
Yeah, this is similar to the 2018 work plan, and so we just updated it, just to give you guys an idea of what, you'll be doing this year. So in the January meeting, we had, community services update as part of the work plan, but didn't make it onto the agenda. So just as a quick update on our department, the county recently did a little reorganization, and the impact for our department was that, the Children's Justice Center and the Indigent Defense Program are now part of community services, which they didn't used to be. So, I don't think they're not moving into our building or anything else, but they'll just report to Vanessa, I think is how that works. And they've joined, they have, representatives that have joined our equity team because our department is also doing a big equity process. It's, gonna take a couple of years, actually. We've been doing it since May. We've had monthly meetings and, developing an equity statement and looking at how our plans and policies can better serve people who have been traditionally underserved. So, I think once we get further in the process and develop like an equity plan, equity statement, that'll come before this board for input and review as well. And then, the whole county, as you probably may have seen emails or been already aware, we're moving, transitioning from an Oracle financial system to a Workday financial system. And so that is happening next month. And that's a big deal as we get all of our financial records and contracts and everything put into Workday, and we hope that goes smoothly.
It never does.
So yeah, this work plan is up for edits. If anybody would like us to make any changes or any additions. Last year we said that in June we would give an update on our homeowner rehabilitation program, and that never happened. So I really want to make sure that happens this year, because every year we set aside money, CDBG money, that you oversee, gets set aside to homeowner rehabilitation, and then it's not on the quarterly reports. I don't think you ever really hear much about it. So we're happy to talk about the homeowners that we serve, show some pictures of the work that's done on those homes, and I'm planning to put a little map that shows all the addresses so you can kind of see how it's throughout the county, who's been helped. But we can provide any other information, any other updates, or this, we can change this as we go along if we need to.
Depending on federal shutdown type stuff, is there contingency planning on timing of funds? Is that potentially going to be an issue, or not likely, or what?
So usually we get our money, our program year starts in July, and then we usually get our money late July, early August. So we just are working on the 2018 funds that were released in August. We contracted those out during the fall, and now those projects are underway. I hope Michael has put more thought into it than I have. I haven't thought about it a lot. All I thought was, well, it's bound to be up and going and no problems come July.
Yeah. What to think. Yeah. So that doesn't seem like it'll be potentially a problem. It's not going to be so much later.
Yeah. So I'm hoping.
Thoughts or feedback on the work plan? Anything else we'd like to see? Next meeting is February 11th, and we just set the date for the 25th for the bus tour. And then between, the 11th is when we do our scoring for the projects, correct?
Yes. We'll send out an email once we know that all the applications are fully answered, and then you'll have access to go in and do the scoring. If you're new to the system, then we will send you your password. If you forgot your password, let us know. We can hit a button that'll send you your password. We don't have access to it specifically. And then Also, if you would like a refresher on Zoom grants, I'm happy to stay after and show you really quick using Zoom grants. They've made a couple minor changes. You can actually see the applications in that scoring screen now, which is really nice. But other than that, it's going to be pretty similar to what you guys did last year, where you go into the review tools and then put in your scores.
All right, anything for the good of the order?